Hello, good morning. Good morning. So glad to see you all again. Alam niyo, hindi talaga kumpleto ito kung wala tong part na to, no? So thank you to HR for making it happen. Twice tayo mag-meet. How was it? Were you able to use the Strengths Finder at work this past month? Kasi nakita ko sa PowerPoint ko, March 23 tayo huli nakita-kita. So it's been more than a month. Nagagamit nyo ba? Konti lang ang nakagamit. Sige. Okay to na medyo magkahiwalay yung session para ma-reinforce yung ating natutunan last time. Now, let's jump right away to your material. Let's look at some definitions, pampalalim lang ng ating knowledge about StrengthsFinder. Number one, the StrengthsFinder is a psychometric test. And what is psychometric? It is a scientific tool to measure brain function and formation. Brain function and formation. It's a whole science in itself. If I'm not mistaken, recently nakita ko po from the source of all knowledge from Facebook, one of the articles shared there is a list of people who passed the psychometric licensing. May ganyan pa pala yan, mga HR practitioners, ano? This is one of those tools, okay? Psychometric. And a talent is a naturally recurring pattern of thought, feeling, and behavior. Now, just to make it simple, naalala nyo nung nag-take kayo ng online test? Di ba you have to choose between right or left? Tapos sa gitna may neutral, may agree, may strongly agree. Those items, yung paired items, are talents. Okay? Per definition, that's the talent in the online test. And of course, if you keep choosing a certain group of talents, yung cluster ng talents na yon, it points to your one of your 34 themes. Does that make sense? Because a theme is a consistent group of talents. So meron kang 34 themes. Those themes are described by the talents, several talents. In fact, 177 in total. Hindi pa nila ginawang even number, no? Kailangan pa 177. And naalala nyo ba, you're only given 20 seconds to answer an item. Yes. O pag hindi, nawawala. Don't worry, it will return. Oo, so hindi ko mo, ang tagal mo kasi mag-isip. Hindi mo kasi naintindihan yung nakasulat na talent or description. Okay lang yon. The test is meant to work that way. And for some reason, I'm sure the computer has some formula that interprets that that's not really your top of brain response. So it's trying to catch. Ano ba yung mabilis mo? Paglabas pa lang ng item sa screen, ang bilis mo na agad pumili. Strongly agree pa. In 3 seconds, you're decided that that's your answer. Okay? Mataas ang scoring nun. Now, after taking the test, may tinatawag na signature and responsive themes. Let's talk about that. The signature themes are dominant and constant filters that are always on. They're always on. Kahit natutulog ka, nananaginip ka, kaninang umaga, gumising si Minette. Sabi niya sa akin, masayihin mo nga yung batok ko. Bakit? Kasi busy ako sa pagtulog. Tatrabaho daw siya. Remember, all her 5 themes are in the executing themes. Okay, dapat ako yung masakit yung batok kasi sabi nung PT dito sa Healthway, medyo forwarded daw yung head ko. So I talked to Pastor John, who was a top-notch PT graduate. I said, ano bang gagawin ko? Dapat daw, higupin ko daw yung chan ko. Bakit ba yung batok yung kinokonsulta ko, yung chan yung sinita, no? Si Minette, okay yung posture niya. Bakit masakit yung batok niya? Puro trabaho iniisip. Oo. Sa isip niya, pagtulog niya, dominant kasi, okay? It's always on. Think about your themes. Ano dyan yung always on? Alright? Responsive themes, on the other hand, are subordinate. They're occasional filters that are triggered by particular situations. So there are certain situations when you're taking the exam, na, I don't know, maybe you're cramming for a deadline, for the next day and you were told to take the test, baka naka-activate yung achiever mode. Okay? So, normally these are your number 4 or number 5. Did your brain change? No, there are just certain triggers that turns them on. Okay? Naalala ko, talking about dominant themes. Nakwento ko ba lahat? Itong mahirap pag dalawang session. Hindi ko na alam kung anong kwento ko yung... Nakwento ko ba sa inyo yung tumirik yung Volkswagen Beetle namin? Ah, good. Eh, papunta kami sa wedding. I think it was July 7, 2009. Papunta kami sa wedding sa Baguio ni Pastor Sky tsaka ni Fem Honorio. Beetle ang dala namin, di ba? 1973 Beetle. Oo, sa EDSA, iniiwasan kami ng mga ibang sasakyan. I don't know why. Pagdating dun sa may... yung Freedom Monument doon, yung papunta sa Temple Boulevard, kung bakit ba nag-inarte si Pau Pau? Bakit Pau Pau? Kasi dati yun nung binubuksan ko, Pau Pau! Pumuputok yung ano. Tapos tumigil. Eh tama-tama, nandun yung, buti na lang nandun yung Temple Boulevard, nailiko kong ganyan. Tumigil dun sa gilid. Buti na lang, across that, beside the Temple Monument, the Freedom Monument, may abandoned MMDA outpost. Buti na lang, may tatlong tambay. Nung nakita kami, tinulak yung box, ni U-turn, dinala dun sa parking ng MMDA outpost. Buti na lang. Bakit? Eh kasi pwede akong ma-tow, di ba? Pero dahil nandun sa MMDA outpost, walang nagtotow sa akin. Siguro nasa Israel, na-tow na to. What am I saying? Meron kasi tayong, I mean myself, meron akong connectedness positivity, di ba? Naalala niyo ba yon? Everything has a purpose. Lahat ng nangyayari sa buhay, may purpose yan. At dahil may positivity, kahit negative pa yan, magiging positive yan later. Kaya nga nung nagbabasa ako ng Bible, di ba? Nakita ko, tumalun yung verse na, everything works for good for those who love God are not called according to His purpose. So, I'm just realizing, I see the world with a filter. It's always on for me, connectedness positivity. Kaya medyo grace under pressure. Kapag may mga setback sa buhay, okay lang yan, Lord. Anong tinuturo mo sa amin? Yan. Di ba ang saya-saya? Normally, pag nangyari sa iyo yun, gusto mo nang tadyakan yung sasakyan mo, di ba? Siyempre, hindi ko matadyakan yun. Paggalang. Mas matanda sa akin yun eh. Buti na lang doon kami nasiraan, hindi sa Cannon Road. Imagine kung doon kami tumirik. And it was just one phone call away. Dumating yung motorsiklo, yung mechanic talaga ng Volkswagen. Inayos yung fuel pump. And we were able to travel merrily along EDSA towards Baguio. Diba? Buti na lang, meron ng connectedness positivity. It's always on. Exciting. Less stress sa buhay. I cannot say the same for my wife. Nai-stress siya palagi. No? Pwede nga ako mag-set up ng massage parlor sa balikat. Okay. This is just an experience for people who took the test twice. Nagugulat sila, bakit nawala yung isa kong theme na palitan? Chances are, hindi nagbago yung brain mo. Yung brain wiring mo, hindi. May responsive themes ka among your 5. And the second time you took the test, nag-move siya to the top 6 to 10. Does that make sense? I took the test twice nga pala. Tapos, ay, thank you Lord, bumasok yung learner. Meron akong learner pala sa aking responsive themes. Diba? And ano yun? Meron akong theme envy sa mga learner. Hindi ko pala siya dominant, responsive ko pala siya. Oo. Okay, now I want us to do a simple exercise. You know you have your cards with you. Could you please, huwag nyo nang i-detach, kunin nyo na lang ganyan. And then what I want you to do is to underline among the 5, what you think are your 2 or 3 dominant themes? Okay, meron ba tayong pang-underline? Meron tayong color pens? Okay? The reason why we are doing this exercise is because I want to make sure you understand the concept. So, sino malakas ang loob and who can share to the group, to us, kung ano yung in-underline ninyo? Talagang si Meg, oh. Talagang malakas talaga ang loob. Nauuna sa lahat. Activator, hindi makapaghintay. I wanna share now. I wanna share yesterday. Ganun. Sige, Meg. Ano nga yung 3 and then explain why you underlined it?
Thank you. Then. Kaya po nagtaas ng kamay kasi number one ko activator. Actually, minsan sasabihin ako nung asawa ko na, Meg, pwede ba i-tame na? Huwag ka muna mag-activate ngayon. Kasi minsan kahit gabi na, kung ano yung naisip ko, minsan gusto ko nang gawin. Actually, kanina umaga lang, may naisip akong gawin. Tapos, pagod na ako. Pero kung gusto ko na siya lang gawin, so ginawa ko siya. So, parang hindi ako mapapakali ng hindi ko siya ginagawa. At saka yun, yung description na minsan yung pag-iisip about something makes me impatient kasi gusto ko na siyang put into action na. It's connectedness. Yung connectedness ko dun sa description, it's about feeling ko kahit si random people sa TV. May story siya parang close kami. Parang may pagka ganun minsan na even with strangers. Medyo mabilis akong nakakatawa tuloy kasi minsan yung akala ng mga tao so close na tayo. Actually hindi, connect lang ako sa iyo pero hindi pa tayo close. Ay, hindi ikaw. Wag ka sorry naman Shena. Masyadong positivity, I guess, it's very helpful, lalo na sa worship services, kapag humaharap po kami sa mga taong masasaya. Hindi, yung mga natatraffic dyan sa labas, tapos hindi na makaakit sa taas. Pag may nangaaway, sinasabihan ako ng mga ushers ko, Miss Meg, paano ka nakakapagpakalma pa rin? Para sa akin kasi, anong point na magagalit din ako or iinit din yung ulo ko? Hindi ko nakikita yung point na umiinit yung ulo din.
Tama. Thank you, Meg. Alam mo nga, nakaka-drain talaga sa positivity yung mga conflict, no? Nadidrain ako, no? Tayong dalawa. Lalo na connectedness, positivity. There's this invisible bridge between strangers and us. Meg, tama ba? Na-feel mo ba yung feeling natin close tayo? Siyempre, tayo lang yun sa ibang tao, di ba? Pero sila hindi naman feeling close sa atin. Oo. Anyway, magandang point yon kasi mamaya meron ako ituturo sa inyong skills. Gagawin kong example yun. Remind me sa connectedness. Anybody else? Shena, ano ng mga... Wala ka namang activator din, di ba? Sige.
Naalala ko lang po kanina morning kasi na-late ako ng gising. Tapos po, positivity kasi dapat 5:30 yung alarm ko. Tapos pagkita ko, 6:30 na. Napasigaw ako, oh God! tapos na-catch lang ako kasi sabi ko, Lord, thank you kasi nabaan mo yung tulog ko. Pero, parang gano'n. yun po, positivity. Tapos nakapag-adapt naman agad ako. Tapos, kaya gusto kasi pumasok na maaga kasi may kakausapin akong tao. So, after naman po, pagdating sa office, parang, yun, nakausap ko naman po siya ng maayos kahit, pero naligo po ako.
Okay, that's fun. Ayun, hindi mo sinabi yung woo. What about the woo? Okay. Interesting. Okay. Sa mga men. Okay. James.
Pakisabi muna yung tatlo. Okay. Individualization. Learner. Individualization. Si Rit, de. Learner and adaptability. Feeling ko ano siya eh. Tingin ko... Yan. Pakitingnan na lang. Okay. Feeling ko ano siya, connected siya sa akin. Yung tatlong yan, parang, kasi since individualization ako, parang the way I deal with different types of creatures in the world. Hindi, parang ang bilis ko talagang mag-adapt doon kung ano yung upbringing nila, parang ganun. So, even I learn things that they know, parang ganun, yung... Parang feeling ko tatlong connected yan eh. Parang all at the same time. Parang nagaan siya. So yun. Adaptability. Napansin ko kasi, nung high school ako, wala ako talagang barkada. Pero lahat sa classroom, kaibigan ko. Pero wala ko yung solid na hangout group. Meron siguro ilan lang, isa or dalawa. Pero hindi yung lahat silang magkakaibang barkada. Barkada ko sila lahat. Parang ganun. Kasi nga, I'm easily, can adapt to their culture. Parang ganun. So, yun.
Alright. Thank you, James. Meron pa bang gustong humabol? Baka hindi kayo makatulog mamayang gabi. Sana nagsalita ako. Sina? Anybody else? Wala pa nagsasalita dito sa table na to, di ba? Okay, si Sha. Hindi niya mababasa kasi yellow yung ginamit niya. Sige, tell us, Sha.
So yung tatlo ko pong themes are strategic, achiever, and belief.
We can hear you.
So feeling ko ito po yung tatlong laging naka-on kasi every time mag-work ako, I'm making sure na ma-achieve ko lahat ng to-do list ko. And I'm thinking of ways on how to do things kasi yung strategic team laging nandun. Even in talking to people, parang paano ko ba, medyo relator po kasi ako, parang paano ko ba may end agad to? Mga ganun, in order for me to achieve kung ano yung mga to-do list ko. So, feeling ko yun yung belief ko din na kailangan ko na itong i-end kasi meron pa akong gagawin na kailangan kong i-achieve. So, kailangan kong mag-isip ng strategy.
Ngayon, alam nyo na. Hindi kayo ini-snap ni siya. Marami lang talaga siyang achievables for the day. Thank you, siya. Moving on. Let's define strength. Ito pa lang. Remember, our statement last time was your top 5 results are just seams, hindi pa sila strengths. Eh bakit yung libro Strengths Finder na tawag? Para mabili yung libro. Walang bibili kasi ng Seam Finder. Ano yun? Hanap ka na Enchanted Kingdom? O ng Disney World? What is a strength? A strength is something that makes you feel strong. O di ba? Napaka-profound, no? Pagalitan ako ng communication teacher ko sa college niyan. Cyclical yung definition. No, really, this is true. When you're operating in your strengths, mas nararamdaman mo parang na-energize ka. Di ba? Parang, kahit di ako bayaran. Kahit walang sweldo, gagawin ko to. Because you get energized by it. It is something that you can do with near perfect consistency and people notice. And you develop this reputation na you're the person to go to when it comes to this assignment, this project. Huh? Kasi palagi na lang ikaw ang 3-point, ikaw ang Steph Curry. Nakaka-relate po ba kayo? Oo. You're the MVP of events management. You're the MVP of, nag-iisip na ako, pag-reconcile ng float ng cash statement. Tama ba yung mga terminology ko? Kaya nagpastor ako, hindi ako nag-admin eh. So whatever it is you're assigned to do, you know, building management, ikaw talaga, ikaw na. Ikaw ang bida. Doon. Okay? Pag nasabi yon, ikaw yung naiisip ng mga tao. That's because you're operating in your strengths. And near perfect consistency. It is something you look forward to doing, enjoy while you're doing it, and feel satisfied after you have finished. So, pagising mo pa lang sa umaga, excited ka na maggupit ng mga meta cards. And not that it's a menial task. Eh, yun ang strength mo eh. Pag naggupit ka, talaga naman, by millimeter ang accuracy. And by 5 o'clock, malungkot ka. Ay, wala ng papel na gugupitin. Buti na lang bukas, may pasok. And I'm just making light of it, pero whatever it is you're doing, if you're doing it according to your strength, excited ka to do it. Alright? Mamaya na yung hindi ka excited, dun yun sa weakness. It is something that produces success and satisfaction. And it should be both, hindi pwedeng isa lang. Okay? Kasi kung success lang yan, walang satisfaction, ang tawag dun, burden. Talo na yung mga may responsibility. Sino nga uli kayo? Mga heroes among us. Yung dahil sa sense of responsibility mo, kahit hindi mo strength, pipilitin mong gagawin. Kaya ikaw, nag-overtime. Oh, because ang dumadaan sa isip nyo, I won't let them down. Kayo na talaga ang model ng Rexona. So, successful dahil pinilit. Pero kahit hindi mo strength, because you feel like your team depends on you. Hindi rin pwedeng satisfaction lang, walang success. Ang tawag doon, hobby. Okay? Kung magaling kang mag-boxing, boxing na lang, huwag ka nang kumanta. Diba? Marami tayong nakikita ganito eh. Yung satisfied pero walang success. Pag naglalakad ka pa uwi, yung may mga video okay shop, ang daming satisfied sa pagkanta nila, hindi sila successful. So ang strengths, kailangan pareho. Kailangan pareho. You must have both. Gustong-gusto mo yung ginagawa mo, tapos ang galing-galing mo pa. Does that make sense? And a strength, and this is key, is a theme productively developed and applied through character, knowledge, and skills. I think we touched this last month. So you have your themes that's inherent, that's how the Lord designed your mind to think, but you need to add more. You need to add three major components: knowledge, skill, and character. Do you remember that from last time? Buti na lang. Meron tayong second session. Character, knowledge, and skill. You add those three to your top five themes. And I think this would come as a review. Character is the foundation that all strength is built on. Didn't we touch this last time? Did we look at this? Hindi. Hindi. Good. So character is the foundation that all strength is built on. Sa corporate version nitong nitong Strengths Finder, ang kailangan mo lang knowledge and skill. But we know for a fact that character is very, very important. Many would say Hitler was a very good leader. Okay, he was able to lead the whole nation, rally them to fight for a cause, and that's the supremacy of the German race. Alam niyo ba mahal na mahal siya ng mga Germans during that time? Mahal na mahal niya yung mahihirap, yung mga laborers, workers. In fact, he asked Porsche, Ferdinand Porsche, to design the best car in the world, the Volkswagen Beetle. And still around, di ba? Tapos ano yun? Layaway plan na napakadali. Unfortunately, the war broke. And so ginawang war machine yung Volkswagen Beetle. Naging ano yan? Army car. Anyway, so much for my hobby. I think he has activator, command, maybe communication. Okay? I was reading this book on public speaking, and this was a British writer, and he said he doesn't understand a word of German, but when he was watching Hitler do his speech, he was moved to action. Okay? Pero how many of you... But how many of you would agree with me that he does not have the character? Maring he has the knowledge and the skill. But I would argue that he didn't have the character. Kasi his leadership caused the demise of 6 million Jews. And directly, indirectly, resulted to 80 million deaths in World War II. So sa atin, hindi natin pwedeng gamitin excuse yung top five themes natin. When you're not getting along with your teammates, when you're always a thorn in their side, okay, hindi mo pwede sabihin, pasensya ka, activator ako eh. Command activator ako. O kaya, the other side naman. Talagang hindi ako, kasi adaptability ako, relax lang. Hindi pwedeng ganun, di ba? It's not your theme that is at fault. It is bad character working through your themes. So dito kahit anong knowledge and skill dagdag mo, hindi mababago yon. Ang kailangan doon, repentance. The good news is, above our goal to be changed, it is God's goal for us to become Christ-like. Amen? Character, very important. Knowledge is the information that can be learned about any topic or activity. Napakadali ng knowledge. It's probably the easiest part. Ang daling mag-Google. Anong gusto mong matutunan? I-Google mo lang yan. May mga free university courses na, yung edX na tinatawag. Kung gusto mong ma-upgrade, okay? Siya, yung programming. Ang dami kaya sa MITx. Pwede ka na mag-apply ng course libre online. Alright? Na-realize ko yan kasi nung lumaki po ako, ang parents ko po, they're so busy, my nanny is the television. Nilagay nila ako and every day I watch Sesame Street. Pag Saturday, Saturday Fun Machine. Okay? So pag nung nag-aral na po ako, hindi ko po mabasa yung mga libro. Siguro yung record ko na mga 2 chapters. Afterwards, ayoko na magbasa. Pero, pag visual tsaka audible, nariretain ko yung lesson. Wala akong notebook. Sa test, I do fine kahit walang notes. Kahit nung nag-ministry, nahirap-nirap ako. Di ba, may mga reading kami. Hindi ko mabasa. Nabubore ako. But I learned that there's a method for me to gain knowledge. Yung aking auditory tsaka yung visual. So nakiusap ako kay Minna, sabi ko, sama naman natin sa budget yung audible books. Every month I'm subscribed to an audible book na I can download and listen to while we travel to the provinces. Tapos ang maganda pa ngayon, pag nag-download ka ng book, pinakinggan mo, pwedeng times 2 yung speed. So yung 24 hours na book, nakalagay kasi doon kung gaano kahaba, natatapos ko yun in 12 hours. Kaya lang, siyempre, yung salita ng libro talaga napapag-release ng mga... Yung mga first 3 minutes, mag-a-adjust ka talaga. Ang problema, pag tinapos mo na yung... Pag tinanggal mo na yung earphone, yung mga kausap mo, parang Kuya Cesar. What am I saying? No excuse not to gain knowledge, di ba? Ang bilis-bilis, Google, YouTube. Ngayon, pwede ka na maging mekaniko. Nang sasakya mo, mag-YouTube ka na lang, di ba? Kahapon, naaral ko, my learner was activated. Paano mag-install ng reverse parking sa kotse? Oo, hindi ko na kailangan pumasok sa TESDA. YouTube na lang, available na, di ba? Are you getting this? What is it for you? Ano yung kailangan mong ma-develop na skill or... Pero it's just a Google search away. Meron yan. Okay? And of course, you get what you pay for. Kung gusto mo na simpleng material, free yon. Pero kung gusto mo na mas malalim na material, may bayad yon. Maybe you have to enroll in some MBA course, program. Does that make sense? Oo, di ba ginagawa kaming strategic planning for our Every Nation churches? I'm so blessed because Pastor Manny would invest in us. No? Pinapadala kami how to learn how to facilitate meetings, how to do strategic planning. May ganun. May bayad yun. So kung gusto mo talaga mag-invest on your knowledge and skills, kailangan sometimes, yung free is available pero meron ding may babayaran ka. Okay? Ang haba, no? The third one is the skill. It's the step-by-step outline of how to accomplish an activity. Kailangan may hands-on. Kailangan may internship. OJT. Kaya nga ginagawa yung mga yan, di ba? Sa school, may laboratory. Hindi pwedeng chemistry lang yung lecture. Tapos i-imagine mo lang yung mga chemical, lumulutang na ganyan. Sa laboratory, makikita mo talaga, pag hinalo mo yung dalawang chemicals, another compound is produced. Pag hinalo mo itong dalawa, sumasabog. Yung ganon. Okay? Kaya ako naalala yun kasi yung lab partner ko sa chemistry. Sabi ko, ano kayong mangyayari pag pinaghalo to? Tara, subukan natin. Ayun yung solid na sodium, tsaka water. Sumasabog pala yun, no? Sumabog talaga yung test tube. Buti na lang, di kami nabulag, no? Pero may ganun kaming curiosity to enhance our skill on what not to do. Hindi pwedeng natapos na memorize mo yung libro on martial arts. Jiu-jitsu. Alam niyo jiu-jitsu, di ba? Brazilian MMA arts. Hindi pwedeng ganun, na-memorize mo yung libro. Tapos sa kiyapo, bilang may naglagay ng patalim sa leeg mo. Tapos sasabihin mo, chapter 7, page, how to survive. Wala na, patay ka na nun, di ba? Kailangan may hands-on. Kailangan may mentoring. Kailangan mayroong practice. Okay, does that make sense? Nakakaba yun. Ang ginagawa ko, siyempre dun sa trabaho namin, di ba, nagpa-facilitate kami ng mga strat planning, ng mga ganito, team development, watch me do it muna. Watch me do it. Tapos, do some parts of it. And then later, do everything. Nagulat ako kay Pastor June. Nag-strat planning kami sa provincial churches. Nandun lang siya sa sulok. Type lang siya ng type. Ewan ko kung anong tinatype niya. I'm sure nag-note yun. Tsaka siya yung taga-compute ng mga data. Tapos later, inassignan ko na siya na isang lecture. Tapos dalawa. Tapos bila ko nawala, wala na siyang magawa. Siya na yung gagawa ng the rest. Pero ngayon, mas magaling pa siya sa akin. Kinikwento niya eh. Ito na yung mga ginagawa niya. Sabi ko, ba't hindi mo ako tinuturuan? Ako na yung nagpapaturo kay Pastor June sa strat planning. Galing na niya. Okay? Skills. Hindi pwedeng knowledge lang. Kailangan may hands-on. Does that make sense? Okay. Ito na. May tissue ba kayo dyan? A weakness. What is it? A weakness is a shortage or misapplication of talents / themes, character, skill, or knowledge that causes problems for you or others. Let me talk about the first half. Either shortage, wala talagang refrigerator, ba't ka naghahanap ng pork chop? Remember? Si Junjun? Nami-miss niyo ba si Junjun? Can I share something about the recent story that I heard from Pastor Jeff about Junjun? Alam niyo, very skillful yung tatay ni Junjun, si Mang Delphine. Talking about developing your strengths. So si Junjun, kailangan mag-report sa school. Sabi niya, tatay, ano po bang trabaho niyo talaga? Kasi kailangan kong i-report sa school. Anak, sabi mo na lang, ako ay isang cardiologist. Talaga ho? Cardiologist kayo? Oo, anak. Ano po ba ibig sabihin nun? Nagre-repair ako ng radyo ng mga cars. Cardiologist. Mahirap yun, ha? Kailangan ng mataas na skill at saka knowledge doon. Mukhang kailangan niya ma-check yung character, pero cardiologist pa rin siya. And yung second half naman, so balikan ko yun, napunta sa joke eh. Balikan ko yung first half. Apat na component, yung themes, knowledge, character, and skill. So pwedeng meron kang isa doon, pero kung yung tatlo or dalawa doon, kulang. You'll end up working with your weakness. Does that make sense? Tapos, it causes problems for you or others. Pwedeng excited ka sa ginagawa mo. Talaga namang, wow, na-energize ka, satisfied ka, successful ka. Pero kung nadedrain yung mga kasama mo, sa pagiging overbearing, o kaya walang apathetic, or whatever it is, or pushy, or what, kung hindi blessing sa ibang tao, weakness pa rin yun. Does that make sense? Also, if a strength is only a strength when it produces life in you and those around you. Yun naman yung flip side of the coin. Anong kaibahan ng weakness sa strength? Clue. Pag ayaw makipag-work sa inyo mga kasamahan mo because of your supposedly strength, baka weakness yan. Malamang. Pero kung gustong-gusto ka nilang katrabaho, talaga naman, gusto ka teammate ko siya kasi we become champions, winners for a certain project. Malamang, you're operating in your strength. So there are four kinds of weaknesses in the area of talent, character, knowledge, and skill in any one of those categories. So in your group, remember your grouping? Meron ba tayong grouping last time? Parang just turn around, di ba? Turn around. Turn around. Every now and then. Paano yung last group? Move na lang kayo? Okay lang? Okay. Yan. Yung isa sa inyo, sama na lang dito. Okay, para 5, 6, 5. Share one thing you learned and why it is important to you. Okay. Okay na ba? Gusto ko lang makarinig ng representative from mga two groups lang. Assign someone. Sino yung in your group pwedeng marinig ng lahat yung sagot? Si Kathy. Alam niyo si Kathy, hindi yan masyadong tinutulak. Oo, may self-assurance yan eh. Kathy? Oo.
Hello, hello. Ayun. Most of them answered yung character po. Parang it's always a foundation. Parang for us Christians, but it should be on top. Parang ganyan na may skills, meron kang talent, but without character, it's nothing. Parang ganyan. And then I answered,
kakaiba sa kanila.
Anong kakaiba sa'yo? Sige. May belief to it.
Self-assurance po, hindi. Oh. Ano po, yung... It's a good reminder that success without satisfaction is burden or equals to burden. So it should be both. Parang we do things na dapat success and then satisfied ka din at the same.
Tama. Very nice. Very nice. Okay. Teka, sino pa man di ko naririnig? Dito, walang masyadong nagsasalita. Si Leo.
Good morning. Yun. Character din sa grupo namin. Kasi nga, parang kay Miss Cathy rin. Underlying principle is character talaga yung titingnan sa atin eh. Kahit super galing tayo sa strength or even sa talents or sa hobby. Pero in the end, like yung example kanina, si Hitler, character pa rin. Hindi siya naglalas. And yung repercussion nun, great people will follow you pero hindi yung last, yung eternal last niya wala pa rin.
Good Thank you, Leo. Thank you very much. Okay, tingnan natin, we're about to apply the principles, pero let's look at a quick summary of the difference between strengths and weakness. How can you tell if you're operating in your strengths? Here are the following clues. The first one, rapid learning. Ang bilis mo lang talaga ma-acquire yung knowledge and skill. Okay? While it would take 6 months for people to learn that, ikaw, 6 days, kaya mo ma-acquire. No exaggeration kung talagang area of strength mo yon. Next would be moments of genius. Namumukod tangi ka pagdating dun sa task na yon. Okay? You're the person to go to. Next is near perfect performance. Kung magkamali ka man, once in a blue moon, kumbaga. Okay, consistent. Palagi mo na i-hit yung goal, you exceed expectations. Okay? And then yearning and passion. Yearning and passion. You're excited to do that job and you always look forward to the next day. Kailan kaya yung next assignment? Alam niyo itong ginagawa natin ngayon, ano? Excited ako dito. And nakoconnect ko siya sa maximizer ko. Di ba ang maximizer, you want to help people go to the next level? So when I help people learn about their talents and apply it and become better at it, excited ako. Kahit puyat ako, gutom, nalilimutan ko lahat yun. Oo. Kahit ako pa magbayad sa inyo to attend the seminar, pwede. Kung may pambayad ako. Pero... next is intense satisfaction. Ang saya-saya mo lang. Makakatulog ka sa gabi na mapayapa. And then I like the last one, lose track of time. Ang term ng Galb dyan, timelessness. Timelessness. No? When I'm asked to make a proposal, a strat plan, excited ako yan, gagawin ko yan. The night before. Connectedness, positivity kasi. Minsan weakness eh. Tapos, pero ano yun? Gagawin, I'll do my best, alas 3 na alas 4, alas 5, parang tanghali pa lang ang isip ko. Maririnig ko na lang yung mga manok, tumitilaok na. Tapos during the presentation, yun nga lang problema ko, naantok ako sa presentation. Pero okay yung paper. So, have you ever felt that way with work? Timelessness, hindi mo na mamalayan. Ikaw na lang nag-iisa sa fourth floor. Okay, dun sa office ninyo. Kasi gusto mo yung ginagawa mo, di ba? Okay, eto na, application. You have with you your meta cards and I have some sticky tack and some masking tape here. Here's what I want you to do. On your meta card, write one ability or activity that you can consider as a major strength. And I want you to post that on this right side of the whiteboard. Okay? Do you have any question? One? Pero kung dalawa talaga yung tingin mo strength mo, okay lang. Dalawa. Kung talagang marami kang strength, tatlo, sige, pwede. Wag lang isang dosena, okay? 3 maximum kung gusto mo talagang. And if you're wondering, ano yung strength ko, tanungin mo yung kawork mo. Ano ba yung tingin mo? Parang modest lang ba? Ano kaya yung tingin mong strength ko? Ha? Can we do that? Okay, just a few rules, peram po. One strength, on one meta card. Font 100. Okay? Baka mag-font 12 kayo dito, hindi mabasa. Kailangan mababasa. By the way, ang ating HR manager is here with us. Si Ice, hello. Si Ice, kailangan na mababasa mo, no? Pag di mo nababasa, salary deduction. Ay, hindi, hindi. So let's do it right now. Let's do that. Bigyan ko kayo ng example. Public speaking. Pwede mo ilagay dyan. Public speaking. Ano pa? Balancing of plates. Balancing. Kung yun talaga yung strength mo, di ba? Pwede ka sa Asia's Got Talent. Pwede. Sagay mo. Ganun talaga eh. Or the spreadsheet, balancing the financial statement. Okay din yan. Following up on people. Yan. Finishing projects. Pag, if I continue, kokopyahin nyo na lang yung sinasabi ko. Think of your strengths. Okay. Thank you, Meg, for being the first one. Did you encourage yourself to be the first one to post it? Oo nga eh. Ayaw eh. Ikaw na. Okay, everybody. Ayan na, nauna na si Meg. Tama na. Lagay nyo na. Kati, kaya mo yan. Meron ka rin self-assurance. Kaya mo yan. Pakilagay na. Everybody, go to the board. Doon lang sa side na to, ha. Pagkasyahin natin kahit overlap. Huwag mo lang takpan yung letters. Ang galing, ano? Okay, tingnan natin, ha. Meron pa. Good. Dito, dito. Hindi nyo nababasa, ha? Listerine, ha? Ganito gagawin natin, ha? Babasahin ko para lang dun sa mga hindi na naabot ng inyong paningin. Pero mamaya, ilalapit ko to dito. I'll just go through them, read them one by one. Troubleshooting. Amazing, that's nice. Excel formulas. Oh, nice. Oh, di ba? Relating with kids. Improvisation. Huh? Paano kaya yan, no? Ito, gusto ko to. Gamit na gamit to sa admin task. Performing arts. Eh, yun talaga eh. Strength talaga niya eh. Organizing, counseling. Stage management. Floor director. Okay? Analyzing, connecting accounts. Reading. Wow ako dyan. Ha? Improvisation, ano tong isa? Finishing the task before or on time. Gusto kong ano, sama ako sa'yo. I want to be your teammate. Okay? Ano pa? Creating systems and structures. Importante yan, kapatid. Technical directing. Yan, nagda-direct ng mga technicians. Leadership. Excellent, that's nice. Volunteer management. Naku, kailangan natin yan. Training people. Wonderful. Detailed. Diba, attention to detail, no? Lalo na pag-admin ka. Leadership. Customer service. Ang laking bagay kaya nito. Ang laking bagay nito, ah. May bibili na akong high-ticket item. Napabili ka agad ako sa first, ano, hindi na ako nag-canvas sa iba kasi ang galing ng customer service. Counseling, programming. Sino yung programming? Okay, giving service, help that makes others happy. Encourage one person and not to give up. Wow, grabe naman to. Parang developer siguro to. Oo, patience. Ay, ito, talagang mahalaga tong patience. Konti lang kayo na meron yan. Problem solving, visionary, listening. Ah, very nice. Dance, good. Connecting with people, passionate. Handling confidentiality. Siguro sa finance to, no? Kailangan nito sa finance. Events management, ano pa to? Figuring solutions to problem during emergencies. Strategic, adaptability, ito yung mga pumapasok sa isip ko pag ganito eh. Can easily learn foreign languages. Mahirap yan. Okay. Public speaking, okay. Planning, photography. Excellent. Events management, Excel skills. Wow, Excel files. Adaptability, Pwede. Getting things done. Ano pa? Reading. Tapos ito, turn a nurse to a manager. Mahirap yan, ha? Di ba, normally ang nurse, kayo yung inutos-utusan ng mga doktor sa hospital, di ba? Tapos, naging manager. Transformation yan. Okay, very good. Excellent, everybody. Now, we're supposed to have a break at 10 o'clock. Okay ba mag-extend tayo hanggang 10:15 para mabuo natin tong segment na to? So how can you tell that you are not operating in your strength? Again, a sort of a review para lang lumalim yung understanding natin. What happens? You become defensive about your performance. Napapansin mo yan at napapansin ng kasama mo sa trabaho. Palaging defensive ka. Palaging may pushback tungkol sa na-assign sa yung assignment. Slow learning, as I mentioned earlier. Lahat ng kasamahan mo, marunong na nung task na yun, ikaw na yung naiiwan. No personal enjoyment from repeated performance. Let me confess something to you. And this is not to disrespect my wife. Pero alam niyo, gustong-gusto niya, bumili ng photo book online. Oo. Oo, ano yung mga 50% off yung dapat 4,000, mabibili niya lang ng 1,000 or 2,000. Ang gaganda naman talaga. Ang problema ko, ako ang pinapagawa niya. So ito yung lowest moment ng marriage namin every time. Katulad kagabi, di ba? Tingin, successful pero hindi ako satisfied. I don't know why. Gustong-gusto niya yung trabaho ko, pero it takes energy on my part to arrange pictures and ano. Pero sabi niya, ang ganda-ganda naman. Ang ganda ka, John. Okay, so no personal enjoyment. Must consciously think through steps. Di ba pagsimula ng trabaho, bibigyan ka ng manual, mayroong cheat na tinatawag, ito yung next step. Pero kung mga 5 years na, nakatingka pa rin sa manual, baka hindi mo strength yun. Okay? And there's reduced confidence in performing activities. Pag meeting na, tapos, oh, Eros, ikaw nagmawa nito, pwede bang si Lara na lang? Mas magaling si Lara dyan. Hindi ka confident dun sa task na yun. Okay? Pag si Tinang inassign mo, pwede bang si Shena na? Kasi harap sa mga tao, magaling si Shena dyan eh. Oo. Magaling din si Tin. May relator ka, Tin? Wala. Pero si Tin kasi may learner, so she can learn it. Number one ni Tin yan. Lalo, learner responsibility. Pag inassignan mo siya, aalamin niya. Ating alamin. Ang kanyang motto. Okay, the same way we did with this one, tingnan natin on your metacard, write one activity or task you do at work that you can consider as a weakness. Babasahin po natin. Okay. Planning. Documentation. Okay. Nakatago to. Communicating with various people. I'm sure wala tong individualization, no? Oo, parang, di ba misis ko, deliberative yung number one. Oo. Nung tinake yung second test, nakuha ko kasi yung buong 34. Dulo ko yung deliberative number 34, ganun. Bait talaga ni Lord, no? Creating PowerPoint presentation and reporting in meetings. Oo. Halata, kasi sabi font 100, parang font 12 to, no? Okay, next. Unfinished projects. Okay, thank you for being transparent. Ano to? Spell. Hindi ko alam kung spelling talaga o pronunciation. Pareho yata eh. Lagyan mong pronunciation din. Ano yun? Annunciation. Parang mga English majors natin dyan. Proper documentation at saka tech. Alright? Dito nakatago. Conversing with slow people. Nag-o-audiobook ka rin yung mabilis, ganun. Oo. Understanding algebra. Welcome to the human race. No? Anyone who understands algebra is an alien. So, Okay lang yan. Rework. Anong ibig sabihin ng rework? Yung uulitin yung trabaho. Pag inuulit yung trabaho. Ah, may tendency kang baguhin. Oh, ano kayang themes mo, no? May arranger ka ba? Perfectionist. Okay. Ah, okay, okay. Report generation. Administration. Ako po. Kailangan ayusin natin to. Oo. Oo, kailangan hanapin ka agad natin yung knowledge ba, skill ba? Ano bang kailangan natin ayusin? Baka call ka maging pastor. Oo, baka lang ha. Ito. Confrontation. Yan, kailangan yan ha. Ito yung una ko natutunan sa ENLI. Tinuruan ako ni Pastor Noel Nanya. Estudyante pa lang kami noon. Sabi niya, ang problema sa iyo, hindi ka marunong confrontation. Kailangan matuto kang mag-confront ng tao. Ganun, sabi niya. Kailangan yan in leadership. Coping with last minute changes. Wala tong adaptability, no? Kasi mga adaptability, adjust kagad. Okay, technical. That's a lot of things. Not doing things right the first time. Kailangan first pa lang. Public speaking. Okay? Meron dun ha. Strategies, planning, public speaking uli. Time management. Tasks that don't involve people. Yan ang weakness mo. Tasks that don't involve people. Interesting. Gusto ko maintindihan pa yan. Lack of patience. Ang kanyang weakness. Public speaking, always saying yes. May responsibility ba to? Oo. Ano pa? IT and technical staff. Siya, bakit mo naman nilagay ito dito? Public speaking, ito, filing. Filing. Oo. Hindi ka pwedeng manicurista. Oo, wag. Kawawa naman yung iyong magiging customer. Okay, before we take a break, I want to take the next few minutes. Look at the whole tapestry of strengths and weaknesses. And give us your insights. What can you say? What conclusion can you draw from this whole picture? Yes, yes. Anong pangalan mo? Iharap nyo na sa akin. Alam nyo na yung pangalan nyo eh. Si Faye. Faye.
Yung strength po ng isa, pwedeng maging weakness ng iba.
Fantastic. Wow. So obvious, di ba? Di ba? Merong planning dito. Nasa, may planning ba dito? Parang may, ayun, may planning dito. Tapos several times yung planning lumabas dito. Paano nangyari yun? Ayan, wala yung lalabas na ganyan. Kakaiba yan. Isang tao lang meron yan. Okay, very good. Another, anything else? Ana.
Yeah, God really created us good kasi mas marami tayong strengths than weaknesses.
Good insight. Very, very observant. O kinakahiya nyo lang yung weakness kaya hindi nyo sinabi. Anything else? Actually, marami yan eh. Marami yan. Alam ko na lahat sa dami ng seminar na ginawa ko. Pero pababayaan ko kayong sumagot. Janet?
We're not perfect.
Salamat. Okay. Good. Excellent. Anyone else? Ah, hindi niya matanggap. Anyone? Yes, Lynn.
It's very easy to identify our strength, but sometimes parang hirap i-identify yung weakness.
Naramdaman mo yun, no? During the exercise.
Madami kasi, parang hindi mo agad ma-identify.
Madami kasi. Good problem. Namimili ka lang nung top weakness. Okay. Kryso. Kailangan mo ng teammate. Bakit? Kahit obvious. Sige, bakit?
Kasi may mga bagay na hindi binigay talaga sa'yo ni Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Kailangan mo yung isa pang tao. Nandun yung strength na yun.
Yan. Amazing. Yung ayaw na ayaw mong gawin. May kasama ka sa work na love niya yun. Mm-hmm. Bakit mo inaako yung weakness na trabaho? Meron kang ka-teammate na napabayaran ka para siya lang gumawa nun. Anyway, anyone else? Yung mga may public speaking sa weakness, speak up. Meron pa? Meron pa yan eh. Kruk, kruk, kruk. May cricket na. Okay. Alam ko meron pa yan. But, sige, gusto ba? Last try? Anong insight? Anong revelation? Revelation yan? Alam niyo yung word na yan. Anong rhema? Ayan, sabi ko na nga ba, meron pa. JC.
I guess your weaknesses will not forever be your weaknesses. You could turn it into strength at some point. So.
You're getting at something. Very important yon. At paano mo gagawin yun?
May iba. I guess, siguro it starts from you that you would really want to calibrate your brain that, okay, I won't be forever like this. Kasi syempre may positivity din ako. So I would make sure that my weaknesses will be at some point moved into strength talaga. So siguro learning from it, learning from people, learning from your teammates.
Tama.
So
that's a good starting point. Tapos applying what we just learned earlier, you add to your themes. Excellent. Oo. So mag-start dun sa I will not forever be hindered in speaking to public in public. Kasi we're in communication business because we have the best message to communicate. Pwede mong i-convince yung sarili mo na ganun. So kahit mahirap, pipilitin ko. Gagamitin ko yung whatever I have, the themes that I have. Dadagdagan ko ng character, knowledge, and skill. Para next time mag-seminar uli kami ng Strengths Finder, nandito na siya sa kabila. Okay? Does that make sense? Meron pa ba? Ako kasi meron pa eh. Kaya lang, hindi ko kayo ma-figure out ninyo. Ano pa? Yes, si Leo.
Pastorado, kung i-analyze ko, lahat naman ng end result nito, hindi pang personal namin, but to serve other people.
Galing ah. Oo. Panalo. So, except the algebra, no? I'm just kidding. Pinaramis ko na nga pala. Hindi na ako mag-joke sa weakness. Oo, kasi dati joke ako ng joke. Nilapitan ako ng HR ng COL. Sabi, Pastor, yung nag-joke ka dun sa weakness nung isa, ang lungkot po nung sumulat. Ay, ganun. Pasensya na, may maximizer positivity. Gino-joke yung mga weakness ng mga tao. Kinagawang katawa-tawa. Okay, so tama. Bullying na kaagad, no? Grabe naman. Bullying na kaagad. Seminar bullying. Tama yon, no? Ang goal palagi, mag-serve sa iba. So pag nakita mo dito sa weakness, at meron ka namang themes, pwede mo namang gawing strength to, why not? Coconut. Pwede naman, di ba? Let's make that effort. Magdadagdag, mag-i-invest ka lang sa character, knowledge, and skill. Okay? Yung sabi ko na meron akong revelation, hindi akin, nakuha ko lang sa ibang seminar. Alam niyo, pag tinignan niyo itong weakness, pwede niyo siyang i-analyze. Yung iba dito are as simple as knowledge and skill. Meron dito character yung kailangang baguhin. Hindi ko na sabihin kung ano. Yung algebra character yon. Tama ba? Pwede mo siyang ma-determine eh. Yung certain weakness, character yon. Yung iba, knowledge lang yan. Yung iba, skills lang yan. Parang yung Excel, hindi pwedeng character yung kahit na anong bait mo at respectful. Kung di mo aralin yung knowledge, isang taong ka nakatitig dun sa screen mo, hindi magbabago yung mga formula na yon. Okay? Tama na, natatawa na ako sa sarili kong joke.